Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's a Pate State Thursday. The commish is on. Josh Pate College Football Show. It's free to subscribe on YouTube. Get him to his goal. He's going to take over the world if he hasn't already. He's on Twitter at Josh Pate, CFB, and on Instagram as well, where you get all behind-the-scenes access looks at where he goes every weekend, what he's posting, his Friday night picks. Like, he's got Friday night lines, I should say, to be proper there, and he's taking over the world. He threw a grenade last night.
He did, yeah.
That exploded, and we'll get to that. But look, Pate, you are a football sicko. It's why we love you. It's why we consume your content, and it's part of what we love about this interview. You're a football sicko. I want you to tell me, be in the trust tree with us, where does a really well-executed punt land for it makes it move for Josh Pate in the football bingo card?
Let's say, how close to the corner is it, first off?
Let's say it pins, it rolls out right at the corner.
Ooh.
Okay, anywhere inside the 10, I feel it. Anywhere inside the 5, I got to sit down. Anywhere inside the 3, I need a pillow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I thought you'd appreciate a good punt.
I got my punt sweatshirt ready. My team's going to Iowa. We know what kind of meat grinder game it's going to be. It's like, welcome to the Big Ten. Weather's going to be nasty. The over-under is 40.5. Here we go. Let's run the football, play some field position. Don't go for it on fourth down. I know you wrestled with this one this week as the time has gone on and you're looking at numbers, you're looking at matchups. How are we feeling about Oregon and Kinnick this weekend?
All right, I'm terrified. I am not well. I don't feel great about it. I don't think anyone should feel great about it because it's Iowa City in November. So it's not a place where you're supposed to feel great at any point this month, but especially when it's raining and cold. So I tried to do the reverse psychology thing all week for the sake of Oregon, and I tried to emphasize that. And I tried to talk about how much this is going to be Iowa's game, and you got to go play Iowa's game better than they do. Hmm. I was talking to Will and Taylor on their show yesterday. I said, hey, this isn't a street race. This is a dirt track game. You got to bring your dirt track car. Don't try and bring a street car into the dirt track. And so you're just trying to push every button possible on a Dan Lanning team to where you, number one, you make it into the hype video for the greater good of the program. And number two, you make them realize that, hey, we lead the country in explosive runs. That's us. Now, the flip side of that coin is Iowa's given up one of those all year. But there are a couple of those games this weekend. Brigham Young, Texas Tech's another one, where one team's strength matches up with the other team's strength, and that's why we play the games. We find out who bends and who leans, and that's how you make it where you want to make it. So I leaned Oregon to win it, but I think even a win – it just looks pretty hideous this weekend. Yeah.
Kind of a two-parter for you. You've been to Kinnick before. Like, they've had some massive games there. They're on a losing streak right now against ranked teams, but they're always in these, you know, ugly-ish kind of football game fights, and they're just like a play away from potentially snapping that kind of streak. One, what is the temperature on Kirk Ferentz? He's one of the longest tenured coach in college football? He's amazing. Been there since 99. What is the temperature, you think, with Iowa fans on Kirk Ferentz as the coach? And, you know, when you look at these kinds of games, I think we get more hyped about the idea of the game than we are actually excited to watch what these games largely become, 13-10, 17-14. Where are you at on that?
I think the second point is very sound. I've never thought about it that way. I especially think you're describing the general public on that front.
Yeah.
And the way you always know that is when they talk about hyping the game up so much, ask them to name you know, three of the key players for the opposing team. And they can't, which makes you realize, wait, they haven't really broken the game down at all. They don't really know a whole lot about the opponent. They just kind of know in the abstract, ooh, it's Iowa. They play really good defense. Ooh, it's Kinnick Stadium. That place is hard to play in. Ooh, it's going to be raining and cold, which is fine because it is a TV product after all. As far as Ferentz, I think the exit door he would hit would just be retirement. Mm-hmm. And I wait for it every year. So I wonder, you know, if they were to go out this year with a good win, like if they were to get some signature win like this would be, I wonder if he's kind of waiting on that, or I wonder if he doesn't think that way at all. Mm. But I've waited for the announcement every winter for the past five or so winters, and it hasn't come. I just kind of think they are what they are for the time being under him.
Yeah, I feel like him and Kyle Whittingham are very similar in that regard. Of like, just it's only a matter of time. I'm not quite sure what they're waiting for, but it feels like every offseason we're on. Are they retiring, watch, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. Now, you threw a grenade yesterday that I got to ask about, because we know the coaching carousel has been chaos, and we've, as a show, have tried to lean more into, like, all that stuff will settle itself. Let's talk more football. But when you throw a grenade like you threw, we got to follow up on it. Care to expand on the Lincoln Riley grenade that was dropped yesterday?
Yeah, there's just some noise about Lincoln behind the scenes. And it's not anything I've talked to him about, I promise you that. But I can't ignore how many people who I trust that have brought his name up. And so let me stress this. It's not like hot seat kind of talk.
Right.
They're in the thick of the playoff race. And his buyout's massive. And, you know, I didn't give any context to what I said intentionally, because I had no intention of giving any context to it, because I really don't know what the context is yet. But I just know, you know, you learn who to trust and who to listen to and who not to. And, you know, when two or three of those people who have earned the trust and have the validity keep mentioning the same thing independently, it's just something to keep an eye on. So I would keep an eye on that little situation there in Southern California.
I have a coaching question I want to ask you. Do you think the person that you trust brags to their friends at home or at a bar that they're a person that you trust?
Ooh.
Do they know I trust them?
Oh.
That's the follow-up. Because maybe I no-sell it. When they tell me stuff, maybe I just roll my eyes and say whatever. And then unbeknownst to them, I'm running over to the phone to pick up and talk with you guys. Maybe that's the way that's working. And so maybe they actually go home depressed, and they want to try and find ways to get in my good graces, not knowing that they're already there. I mean, if this was my space, they'd be squarely in the top eight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That is a phenomenal. Now I want to know what the cover song is, too, on top of that.
That's a good poll. That's a good throwback poll. Top eight, friends. I'm going to give you three doors, okay? Three doors. Let's play a coaching game with Josh Pate. I know Florida's looking for a coach, and Auburn's going to look for a coach. And look, there's some big-time jobs out there, right? There's some real buzzy ones that Josh Pate's going to focus on. But Josh Pate has three doors he has to open. Behind door number one, you got Go Beaver. Ed Orgeron begging for the Oregon State job. Behind door number two, longtime successful Wisconsin coach who hasn't coached in a couple years, Paul Christ, Steady Eddie. And door number three, guy that nobody's heard of that very well could be a hit and it could be a miss. If you were to open the door for Oregon State, what door would Josh Pate open?
Oh, wait, three is just a wild card door?
Just a wild card door. It could be an assistant, an up-and-coming, the North Texas coach.
FCS coach.
FCS coach. Like, take the gamble of the next young, good guy that works his arse off.
Okay, well, I just assumed that behind door three is the next Cignetti, but 30 years younger. So I'm always going door three. But I am very fascinated what would happen behind door one. Door two doesn't do much for me, no offense. So give me three, give me one, give me two in that order. It sounds like a snap cadence.
Okay.
Ready, break.
All right. Okay, ready, break. Now, I was watching on Tuesday the rankings released for the first time, and I think we as a collective society, maybe I'm wrong on this, have done a better job of acknowledging all of this stuff's going to settle itself out. Like, there's no reason to yell and scream about the rankings. But the first thing that stood out to me was the first thing that you started talking about on your show Tuesday, and I'm glad you brought it up. I'm not the biggest Miami guy. Mario left. I get it. And I'm all about making fun of them when they lose games like they lost, considering the talent that exists on their roster. How on earth are they ranked 18th in the country?
I don't know. Yeah. I thought they'd be like 14th or something like that. But they're already down there, and they don't – unless everything just falls apart in front of them, I don't really know what their path is. And I'm not saying that's unfair in the aggregate. Like, I'm not saying, oh, they lost to Louisville, they lost to SMU, but poor Miami, they should still have a path. No, man, they dropped the ball. So I don't mind in principle that they don't have much of a path. It's just that this is not in a vacuum. This is supposed to be comparative and merit-based, resume-based. And I'm looking at some of the other teams, and I'm also looking at Notre Dame,
yeah.
And I'm thinking about, what's the quality win here? Well, USC is their quality win. Okay, but Notre Dame is Miami's quality win. So you got the same record, and you've got the head-to-head, and there's 8 spots between the two? It was crazy to me. So my theory, as I floated on the show, and you may have heard me say this, my theory is every human predicts things. Everybody on the committee, whether they want to admit it or not, they had an idea in the preseason of what their rankings would be. That's why outlawing rankings is stupid, because people will just do it anyway. So I think that when you have high expectations for a player or a team and they fall short of it, you proactive, you like punish that team in your mind, and you treat them harsher than you would another team that you didn't have high expectations for. And I think people had high expectations for Miami, and they predicted Miami to do things, and they told their buddies Miami was going to do things, and then Miami falls flat on their face, and they get pissed about it. And so what can I do? I can't punish Mario Cristobal. I can't find him, but I can rank him 18th. So get out of here, Miami. That's the vibe it gives off to me sometimes.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that because, I'm trying not to take too much emotional stock into the first ranking because we have so much football to be played. But when you said that, I was like, dude, that's exactly what it is. It has to be them more pissed of like, how did you lose to SMU? You're more talented. You should never lose that game. And here you are doing it again. Josh Pate's our guest. Josh Pate College Football Show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. He's getting ready for another big weekend of college football. He was just on ESPN. He's on with the Bussin' with the Boys. You see him everywhere. You hear him everywhere. He's a good friend of this program and has been for some time. The Commish on Twitter, at Josh Pate CFB. We do every Wednesday, every hump day, we do a 7 a.m. dirty poll. And that's my co-host doing his top 12 in college football. I asked him this question. I'm going to ask you. I asked him how many of his top 12 teams he would say are safe to make the playoff. And he didn't give me a lot of them based on the college football playoff rankings. Now, let's exclude the group of 6 because that is a wild card. And let's look at the rest of the teams the committee would have in the playoff. How many of those teams does Josh Pate think he has mentally safe away in the playoff?
Ohio State, yes. Indiana, yes. A&M, yes. Bama, I wouldn't say they're safe in yet. Georgia, I wouldn't say they're safe in yet. Ole Miss, I kind of want to say they're safe. I'm going to say Ole Miss is safe in. Mm-hmm. Brigham Young, no. Texas Tech, no. Oregon, no. Notre Dame, no. Texas, no. Oklahoma, no. So I would say 1, 2, 3. I'm only saying 3 of them are completely, maybe 4 are completely safe in.
Yeah, we had the same exact list. Ole Miss was my fourth one, too, just looking at the rest of the schedule. Although maybe the Citadel does the funniest thing of all time. I do want to look at that Alabama-LSU game that all of a sudden has taken a different angle with Brian Kelly getting fired. And do we get the fire coach boost? We remember how embarrassing it was in Baton Rouge last year. Alabama's been rolling, but then they, you know, escaped one in South Carolina, if you will, coming off a bye. Both teams are just, where are we at on that? Line's 9.5. How are we feeling about Bama LSU?
I think that LSU is going to play very inspired football. So, I mean, I think probably you'll see the most juice out of them you've seen all year. And this is one of those spots where I kind of like to bet on teams their first game with the interim head coach, especially one like Frank Wilson, because everyone loves him down there, and yeah, Everyone felt the exact opposite towards the former guy down there. So there's that. But, man, you got to overcome a lot. Like, Bama at home under DeBoer has been insanely good. Bama anybody off a bye under DeBoer has been insanely good. And I think a couple of things. I don't think that LSU can take advantage of a little bit of run defense vulnerability with Alabama, because they're just not good at doing that. And then the second thing is explosive passes for Bama and pass rush for Bama have been weaknesses at times this year that I think may round into form here. So not an easy game. takes four quarters to do it, but I think they'll end up getting some margin and winning the game and covering.
Last one for you. We'll let you go here. How has the lifting schedule been adjusted with the now sudden busyness of being on almost every single platform that exists in the sport?
We're still trying to go at 1 o'clock every day. Tomorrow, we're going to go to Lubbock, and I have adjusted our travel schedule to get in there early afternoon because I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Texas Tech kind of low-key has one of, if not the best, weight rooms in the country all of a sudden. So we're all I want you to do is feel a little bit sorry for me. That's all I want you to do. If I've accomplished nothing else in this call, I want you to feel sorry that I can't carve out 3 hours in the middle of the day to go to the gym every day.
Yeah. It's a three-hour workout session with Josh Pate?
Oh, no, no, no. It takes like an hour and a half. I just tell everybody it takes 3 hours, so I have a reason to disappear.
Yeah. And I tell you, I want to be honest with you. I know your schedule's way busier, but doing our show, we extended an hour now, and I am nowhere near lifting what you're lifting. But I've also found I'm a very early morning workout guy. I don't have that anymore, so I have to work out at like noon, 1 o'clock. I hate it. I have not adjusted. It's not fun for me. I'm just mentally fried. And that's why I'm an early workout guy. It's a good start to my day, and now I don't have that option anymore. So I actually do feel sorry for you.
I remember coming on the show a couple of months ago. Everyone's all jazzed up about the fourth hour, and then I told you guys, hit me back in 3 months.
Yep.
And here we are 3 months later, and it sounds like basically a death march for the final 60 minutes.
It's not great, dude. My workouts have been cut, and I'm eating Cap'n Crunch at 1:30 p.m. It's a disaster.
Nothing makes sense anymore, man.
Nothing does. You know what does? Josh Pate and Josh Pate's College Football Show every Sunday, Tuesday, tonight a new episode on Thursday, and he gets ready to go on the road for another great weekend of college football. Thank you so much, Pate. We always appreciate it. Continued success. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you the next week.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.